and you have many some peas that I don't use, but those are the most familiar peas that we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you call the tops of turnips and beets that you can eat?
Oh, that's the see, the tops is like mustard, other thing like that. That's the oh, you know what I'm trying to say.
I just want you to say it.
He want me to say it. Don't want me to say it. that's the leaflet.
Lots of times they put a little egg in it and that kind of thing when you cook them up.
Yeah, a little pot liquor in it. Mm-hmm. You know, they call it pot liquor. And that's the turnip greens.
Just the greens, turnip.
That's called a salad.
Uh-huh.
That's right. See, that's what the,
That's right, the salad.
That like that is the salad.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the corn that you just shuck it and cook it and eat it with your hands?
Oh, that's roasting it.
Okay. And what's the, it's a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's small and runs along on the ground.
Uh-huh. He's a rat.
A rat? What's another kind? It's more like a squirrel.
Oh.
It's usually darker colored.
Not the moon, I don't read.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different species that go along like that, see. And they are very, very familiar. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with the rat and the, then you have the mouse. You have the, what you call the, my best to think just what you're trying to think about. What I'm trying to think about.
This one sort of, is sort of brown and has little white specks on its back and has a bushy tail, sort of like a squirrel.
Oh my lord. You're talking about a pool cat?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Yeah, but that's.
That's a good one. See.
Is that the one that stinks and all that?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. See.
Okay. It's sort of light brown and it has darker stripes.
Yeah.
This one I'm talking about.
Yeah. This,
would you call it like a chipmunk or a ground squirrel?
He's got a ground squirrel and he's generally, he's got little stripes on him.
Right.
Okay. And that's right. He called him ground squirrel.
Okay. And, what do you call it? It's a little creature that's about so big and hops along on the ground. It hops around a lot.
Oh, that's what you mean, a squirrel?
No, this is a thing you use them for fishing sometimes, small ones.
Frog.
Right. And what about the ones that live on the land? What do you call those?
Well, one's a toad frog, and the other one is a different frog. Uh-huh. Tell me those old big old frogs, you can eat them.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, that's what I think about
it. Okay. And what do you call it? There's a small kind of that of a frog. It's a real small one.
It's a green?
Trees a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a green one. That's a green frog.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what do you call your ordinary worms that you use for fishing? Just plain old ordinary worms?
Ordinary. Well, it's the same kind there.
Uh-huh.
You've got the wiggle tail.
Right.
And then you've got the, you've got another worm down, he's a red worm, and they got different names there, because the wiggle tail, he just wiggles. And the red bait is called a bait.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that gives two different kinds.
Okay. What about just the plain ones just dig out of the ground a lot?
Yeah, that's the bait.
The bait, okay.
Yeah.
And let me see. What do you call the real big worms that you use for bait sometimes? Sometimes they get to be about this long. I don't know if y'all use those around here much.
I don't think
we fish with them sometimes. They're just like, you know,